Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms can grow with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives.
Hi, lady.
Hi.
Zach. Oh, shit, we were recording.
Hi, ladies. Zach.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You got a whole fiance.
What did you do for Father's Day?
We went to the park. Mm-hmm. My dad, they expected to have like 35 people, but not a lot of people showed up. But it was fun. We had badminton. Parker played pickleball. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah, it was fun. And then I got yelled at by Parker's dad.
For what?
He was drama yesterday for no reason. for no reason.
Like, what
can did I he guess?
Did he try and make plans with Parker for Father's Day?
So, you guys, it started off with him. I'm like, oh, hey, happy Father's Day. I sent him a whole bunch of really cute pictures of him and Park from over the years. And I was being super cute. And I'm like, oh, so are you working? Because at first he was like, I'm going to go be at work. And I'm like, all right, cool, bet. We'll celebrate with my dad. No worries. Mom might take you out later. I'm going to give you guys a lot of tea right now.
Ooh, so I'm waiting.
So he picked me up and he was like, I was like, oh, so what are you doing? And he goes, I hope none of his baby mamas are listening to this. Y'all gonna go to his page and slice him up. But it was another one of his things of like, hey, what are you doing? Type of deal.
Oh, no, not on Father's Day.
And I'm I sat there for a second. Like,
was he sending any winking emojis?
Yeah, there's plenty. And I was like, no, where's your girl? He's like, I'm home alone. And I'm like, no, dude. And then I'm like, wait, hold up. And then I got to the park because I didn't respond. And he just kept replying like, Shannon.
I hate it.
I didn't mind to that. Please hit me up. Like, bro, what about your son?
So then, does he live with this girl?
Yes.
Do you think he does this to his other, like the number two BM?
You know, I've thought about this and I feel like, I don't know what it is because he did this to me with his last BM. And it bothered me, and maybe I was weak at those points, and I'll be honest, but, you know, you grow up, you learn your lessons, and I don't want that karma put onto me. Like, I don't want that to ever happen to me, ever, because it has happened to me. Yeah. So I sat there just looking at my phone, like, are we serious right now? I always feel like I'm being, like, set up.
Like, it's like, hold on, Shannon. There's this fly that is mad aggressive near Cheyenne's camera, and I keep seeing it, and I swear, it just flew, like, directly in front of the camera.
It literally just flew into the camera. It's currently on top of my computer just looking at me. It wants my banana bread.
I was about to say, are you eating the banana bread that Zach made?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made banana bread?
He did.
Girl, is that a good bite?
That's why she wanted some lemonade.
He asked me earlier, he's like, can you ask Nana for the banana bread recipe? And I was like, okay, are you gonna make it? And he didn't respond. And then we get a DoorDash order with all this stuff that's banana bread stuff. I said, are you about to make this? He said, no, I just gotta look at it. So he
that's
made
cute.
It.
I love that.
Me too. That way,
bro, the fly is still on the computer.
The fly is looking at you.
Please take a picture so we can put it in the video.
I'm so mad. It literally won't move. I'm over it because I kind of don't want it to keep flying in the video. So I'm kind of like, if you want to chill there, just be still, buddy.
Fine.
Okay, Shannon. So Robert, at what point did you guys ever see each other or no?
No, because I kept asking him. I was like, because I guess my dad, because we're all up in Altadena, so my dad went to Robert's job to see if he can come to the picnic with us, like, to, you know, Father's Day, let's invite Robert. I was really surprised that he went to his job.
Yeah.
You with the
I'm fighting a war over
here. So he was invited to come up to the picnic and all that good stuff, but he didn't show up. And then I'm over here angry, like, oh, I heard you're at work. You're not at work, so what are you doing today? Like, Parker wanted to see you. Don't you want to see Parker? It's Father's Day. And
wait,
I don't know.
He was or was not at work?
He wasn't at work. He was at home.
Oh.
By himself. So I was like, well, come up to the picnic and stop trying to winky eye at me, sir, and have a Father's Day. But of course, when he didn't get his way, it was all turned on me. And yeah.
So he yelled at you?
My mom, because yesterday was his mom's birthday. So he was like, my mom invited you to go to the museum with us and you didn't respond, or you didn't do this or that. And it just turned, did a 180. And I was like, oh, okay. I never got that message, but okay, sir, have a great day. And we'll talk to you later. So I thought that was interesting, part of my Father's Day extravaganza.
Yeah.
It was an interesting little part of it. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to enjoy this picnic with family and friends. And
yeah,
you do
it yourself.
Yeah. How was your guys' Father's Day?
Mine was cool.
Mine was good. Yeah. I got Zach, a writer asked him the night before what he wanted for breakfast, and he gave her his wish list. So we ordered groceries.
What was his wish list?
He wanted French toast and potatoes and sausage and eggs. So Ryder and I got up the next day and made him breakfast. And then we set up for him to get a massage at the house. So we hid in her room while he got his massage.
Nice.
I had to stay quiet so that he could even enjoy it.
That's cute.
And then we got him some AirPods because he lost his a few months ago. And I feel like we travel so much that, like, every time lately when we've been on, like, our last three flights, all I've had to hear is him complaining about not having headphones. So I need to shut him up. So
headphones are essential. I lost mine for, like, 3 months. I tried to get mine in a jacket.
Mine are, like, the super old ones. And he was like, those hurt my ears. So...
whatever.
Had
that
to give him some new ones. And then what else did we do? Oh, we went to Topgolf in El Segundo, which is really cool. Like, the whole
it's huge, it's nice.
We should all go, but it was packed, and I know it's packed because of Father's Day, but I talked to somebody there and they were like, no, it's been like this every day just because it's new.
It's new
outdoors, like, people feel safe doing it and stuff. The food was good. They had good drinks.
Is it somewhere where we would take the kids or, like, something for, like,
Ryder
an adult
had
night?
So much fun. Well, yeah. I would do it both ways. It's somewhere definitely where you can go with, like, just adults and have fun, but the kids also. Ryder had a lot of fun doing it.
Cool.
Oh, I want to do that. It looks really fun. I've never done Topgolf.
Yeah, they have, like, toddler golf clubs, and they have, like, Angry Birds on the little screen, so, like, the kids could play, like, a golfing game. Like, it was good. She really enjoyed it. And then we all came back to our house, and then we made dinner with his other requested menu,
which was there fried chicken on there?
Surprisingly not. He had lobster, scallops, shrimp, ribeyes, mashed potatoes, and corn. Hi, Boz.
I said hi. You gonna say hi back? Oh, he said, excuse me.
Hi, Boz. What did you do for Father's Day, Boz?
What did you do for Father's Day? What did we do yesterday? What did we do today? So for Father's Day, nope, don't come with the keyboard. We flew out to DC. We took a red eye Saturday night, which was really cool. Taking a red eye with the kids was probably one of the best things that I could have done for myself and them.
Yeah.
All right, I trapped my fly, but now I have no ventilation in here. So.
I was about to say, are you stuck in there? Do you need to open a window?
I trapped it in the window.
Oh.
Our AC is not working, and it's so hot in this house, and I just didn't get my... Okay, sorry. What was your father say?
So the boys and I flew, we took a red eye Saturday night. So we landed Sunday morning. It was a really cool flight. The boys slept really most of the time. Zaire was knocked out the entire time. And so was Boz. But I just couldn't sleep on the flight because I was, like, looking at the kids.
So we got in, Messier picked us up, everyone was happy, Boz was like running, oh daddy, and like, you know, the whole airport scene. It was really cute. Everyone was high, it was just like a happy moment. And we went back to the house. We ate some food. We just kind of chilled. I can't remember. How terrible is that? What did we eat yesterday?
Oh my God, that's funny.
It was yesterday.
No, just because I know I was stuck, but I was tired. I was really tired. But what did we eat yesterday morning? I don't know, but we have food. Whatever it was good. But Mezzi was tired because he had a really long week and he was kind of like anxious just because we were coming in town. So he was the boys, you know, everyone was tired. So we just kind of chilled. Everybody showered. We cleaned everyone. Then we watched a family movie and took naps. Gave him his gifts. I did Ryan Higgins helped me. Did a custom sweatshirt and pants. So it had his name on it and had different patches on it that kind of reminded me of him or just embody who he is as a person. Boz got a matching set too, so it was here's your father son matching outfits.
Are they putting them on?
Yeah, they go and put them on. I need some pictures. I liked it. I thought it was cute. Then I still haven't given him all of his Father's Day gifts. I don't know why. He's getting in pieces.
My face is dang.
Father's Day is over.
I know, but it's kind of here's this. There's different, I don't know. I couldn't just be here's all this stuff. Let's talk about it now. Because there's different reasons why I got him certain things. So later on that day, we went to his mom's house to go see her. She wanted to see the boys. She cooked food. I was so happy because I was so tired. So I didn't have to worry about feeding him dinner this year. And I was happy because I got some African food. And then we went home, we watched more movies, and we chilled. So it was just a nice, chill, easy, family day. And then today, Boz and Mezier, they got up early, went to the gym. And I got Mezier this, float therapy session. He sent me something in my DMs a few weeks talking about, he saw a quote on floating and just water and just how good it is for you and all this stuff and peace and meditation, all this stuff. And I really liked what he sent, but then he was like, but I can't float. So I was like, you gonna float, man, watch. So I found this place in DC where they do the tanks and you can float for an hour, 90 minutes, 2 hours. And it's just so he did that today. We thought that was cool. He enjoyed it. He was like, I was floating. So I was like, you better stop telling people you can't float or you've never floated in your life.
Yeah, that's weird.
He's like, I've never floated in my life. But no, I know people who I know some people legit can't float. They just can't float. But we can float. I know how to float. I'm trying to teach. I know how to float. I'm trying to teach Boz how to float. Eventually one day Mezzi is gonna learn how to float, but for now we can float in one of those tanks. So we did that. After that, came back to the house and then we went to dinner, which was really nice. One of his friends is a manager at this restaurant, so we went, we ordered, but then we kept getting oh, here's complimentary from the chef. So it was we got free appetizers and desserts. I was like, oh, this is fun. Go, friend.
Was it just cute or was it?
Us and the boys. Okay. It was the four of us, but it was a nice time. We were walking by the wharf and everything. So it's just been real chill, easy, peaceful time. So that was our Father's Day. Look at the rest of this, just sprinkled through the week.
Can I take your tip for my Father's Day?
No.
No, it happened.
You actually can't.
I hate
Maybe
it for
next
me.
Year. Wait, next year.
Yeah.
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 Next year will be better.
Yes.
Oh, so yeah. While we were over here, we were talking about when Zach's family was here and mom and stuff were here, we were talking about Bachelorette versus Bachelor Party. Ooh. And everyone keeps on asking, are you guys going to do a combined one? Are you going to do it separate? And I'm like, definitely not combined. Uh-oh. I feel like combined ones are for like new couples. Like if you've known that person for a long time, I don't think it's going to be combined.
Yeah. I feel like it's combined if you're like still not sure about the person.
Yeah. Like
still no, insecure. Yeah. Like, I want to watch you. I want to know what you're doing. I want to see what you do at the strip club. Like, first of all, you should know what your man's going to do at the strip club or your woman. And third of all, like, go have fun, because once we're this is married, like, you know,
you'll have fun now. I'm just kidding.
So everybody was talking about like, what are your rules? What is this? What is that? And I'm sitting there like, I don't know. This is so intense. So Zach's mom or his stepmom was like, I wouldn't allow Terry to go to the strip club. And I'm like, well, then what's the point of going on?
Boring.
The trip? Like, and mom and I were like, we don't care about that. Like, we like the strip club. Like, we'll go with them to the strip club. So it was just interesting to hear everybody's different opinions on.
Or like, so it's like, if you don't go to the strip club, like, what else do you do? I know there's plenty of things to do on, like, during a bachelorette, but it's like, what were some of the things like that they said they would do? Strip
club is such like a staple, like,
people thing to do.
To do on a bachelor trip, right?
Yeah. Or I was watching one of my friends and she just went on hers and it was a co-ed. And then they were just going crazy in Mexico. They were just like living their freaking best life. Just, I guess it looked like she was the freaking stripper. For
real. I just think because Zach and I already do so much together and our friend groups do so much together.
Yeah.
I think we need the time apart. We should have it apart.
If we had a combined bachelorette party in Vegas, someone would probably like just it would just be too much. It'd be too crazy.
But I feel like what Cheyenne said, you guys do everything together already with your friends combined. You guys do all the craziness together already. Yeah. So it wouldn't be nothing different or like, this is my party. This is my time.
Yeah, I agree.
No difference in what we already do now. Right. So for people who don't know, Stack is going to Puerto Rico with his team. Me and my team are going to Vegas, but we're going at the same time, which is going to be interesting. And it's also interesting for some of our friends who have kids, and they're like, everyone's trying to figure out their sitters.
What do we do?
Especially the ones going? Like, if like one of our friends, like the wife is going with me, and her husband is going with Zach, and they have two girls. And she's like, I'm going. Like, I don't know about him, but my ticket is booked and I am
going.
She's
already booked and paid for her stuff. Like,
yeah, I'm like, this is so funny. But it's just been funny to hear everybody's opinions on what the rules are. So then they asked me last night, what are your rules for Zach? And all I could think of is no penetration.
Yeah.
Right. Basically.
Right. Mom was like, I mean, if you slap her on the ass a little bit, that's okay. I'm like, whoa. Margaret.
Okay.
I feel like mine would be like, no kissing.
I feel like I don't have to say that because I don't think Zach would kiss anybody anyway. Like, I said no fellatio, no penetration. Like, Zach's not a kisser. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say?
You're like, there's some things like, that you just
he
don't
doesn't get drunk and want to kiss. He gets drunk and fuck. Like, that's my concern.
Was there any rules for you? Did he say anything like what rules he would set for you?
He didn't necessarily have any rules. He says that he envisions me walking out of like almost how guys walk out of the football like hall, like
the tunnel.
He says he pictures me like that, like walking out and like there's dicks lined up instead of teammates. Like he, okay, if you guys are watching the YouTube, you'll see my, you'll see the dick hands that I'm trying to do.
I'm like, do we need to make this happen somewhere? Like,
no, we do not. He literally says like, I see you walking down the hall, like running, like, and there's just a hallway of dicks just hitting you in the face. I'm like, what?
No, Kyle, we definitely.
Why? No, I do not. Oh, trust me, I do not want a hallway full of dicks.
I do not want a hallway full of dicks. I'm like,
not
I'm
slapping you.
He just pictures a lot of dicks everywhere, and I asked him, I'm like, real dicks?
Why?
Like plastic dicks. And he's just like, you guys are gonna have dick helmets. Everything is like so man related too. Like, what the fuck? No one's gonna have.
Why are we having a
headband? He was like, you're going to have dicks on your head, dick straws, dicks on the floor, dick confetti, just dicks everywhere. And in my head, I was thinking, yeah, I am.
Yeah. We don't have headbands, but we have everything from light switches to curtains to
Paige straws. Was like, oh, we have to get the headbands that we got for mom.
Oh, with the dicks?
Had the dicks on it.
They had dicks on
it. This is me wobbling my head. Or walk, yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Oh my God, I just picked up my phone to go to the Instagram to see if there's anything on the story. And I just saw this page. It said, I was walking on the sidewalk and this homeless lady walked by. I was crying on the sidewalk. And this homeless lady walked by and said, boo-hoo, bitch. to me. But I just imagine myself crying on the street, like being really sad. And some homeless person's like, boom, bitch. Like, shut the fuck up. You're fine. Oh, that was the one weird thing about my flight. My flight got delayed. So the boys and I were sitting, chilling, just waiting for the flight. And there was this woman on the phone. And she was just having a really intense conversation. I think she was speaking Portuguese. Like, so I couldn't understand her. But then out of nowhere, she was just sobbing. Like, she was crying for, like, 30 minutes while on the phone. And I just kept wanting to look at her. And, like, but it wasn't, like, an ugly cry. It was just, like, you know, she was just consistently, like, crying.
Aww.
And at one point, when we were walking up, Boz was like, oh, I want a treat. So he picked out, I let him pick out a chocolate bar. And he was trying to get a little fidgety. So I was like, oh, here, Boz, I'll give you a piece of chocolate while we wait and all this stuff. Like, you've been really good. You know, thank you. And then I looked at the girl and I was like, do you want some chocolate?
Like, you asked her?
I asked her and she was like, at first she was like, no, it's okay. And then she was like, actually, I do.
I do. Oh, Kyle, that's nice of you.
I do want some chocolate. And I was like, I just want you to be okay. Like,
aww.
I didn't know it was going to be so hard to find a bachelorette party. Like, there's so many details, and it's like we have like a larger party. It's not like just seven of us, you know.
You're doing a lot of planning.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a full-time job.
When I read the itinerary, I was like, oh, this is set up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud. This is it's nice way set up, Kyle. Good job.
I'm like, but you know, it's also like Cheyenne does so much for everyone around her, and like she's so giving and generous, and she loves details. Like, she's one of those people where she like she's here for every detail in the party. So for me planning it, I just feel like I have her wishes, but then it's also like, let me give you what you give me, you know. I want to be able to do that and more. Mm-hmm. So it's been really nice. Like, I was really stressed out for a second, but Remy and Zaina have really been helpful in terms of planning and helping me like with the communication side, because there's times where like I'll figure all the information out, but then it's like actually disseminating it is like where I get stuck.
Yeah.
So they've been really, really helpful. They're like, just give us the information, like, you know, give us the information, we'll help send it out. Or like,
that's nice. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, because I forget, it's like the bridesmaids, we all plan it, but
yeah, everyone given, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Help you out.
That's been cool. Yeah, but it's been an enjoyable process. I've really learned a lot. Ooh, girl, I've learned so much.
About what?
Planning a bachelorette party.
Oh, sorry, I don't know what happened. It was like my internet cut out, and then I was trying to rejoin. It kept on saying like the server was wrong or something.
It's okay.
Not that.
But I was trying to read you some of the DMs, but the
story. Oh yeah, what's the horror story?
Wait, so back to what you were talking about, planning it. Has it been difficult? Because I remember when we planned Remy's, and I wanted to pull my hair out.
Oh,
did you?
It's
thousand, yeah.
It's noted is because there's a lot of opinions. Like, for a while, there were so many opinions on the location. And when I came settled into Mexico, people were like, why would we do Mexico? Like, Mexico's so lame, or not Mexico, Las Vegas. They're like, Las Vegas is so lame. And everyone wanted to go to Mexico. And I was like, yeah, we could go to Mexico or an island. But I was like, that's gonna be no strip club that we're like, where we're going, we're not going to find, like, Cheyenne had her request. She wants a pink limo. I'm like, I've looked at some of these places. There was no pink stretch limo that was going to fit 20 people. Like,
what? I think this is going to be fun.
I think it's going to be great. Like, but then when I started sharing the itinerary with people and like ideas on like outfits and like different, you know, themes of the night or the week or the day, they were like, oh, wait, this is a vibe. Like, I see the vision now. Like, oh, wait. I actually really like this whole Vegas thing. But other than that, I wanted to say
y'all, like,
Shannon, are you coming?
Come on.
Am I coming? Yes.
She gonna be there.
Did you get your flight yet? Because the tickets are going up.
Are they? I didn't realize. I will get my ticket this
week.
Well,
to me, they were high. I helped my mom book the
for
ticket
Vegas.
Today, and it was like $200, and I felt like it should be cheaper.
Really?
But that's $200 round trip. But like normally, you can get it for like $50.
Yeah,
$80. Oh, we know, because when we were stuck in Vegas, or not stuck in Vegas, when we just kept
missing our flight,
delaying our night, just saying, let's keep going.
Yeah, even so we did the last minute flight when Kyle got it. It was what, like 160 when you bought it or something like that?
I think so. Something like that. I don't even remember. But yeah, the whole planning process has been a lot. And then I was just telling Shannon, like, with you, you do so much for all of us. Like, so we just wanted to do, like, reciprocate that energy and really make sure that you're happy. And you know, this is your last hoedown, so we gotta spice
last
it up. The last hoedown.
I really like that hoedown. I really want something that says that on it.
Oh, I already have it. It's like the phrases of the weekend are like Vegas before Davis and Shy's last hoedown.
I just think the hoedown is like
that's it.
That's you.
That's it.
I'm excited. I appreciate you planning it because I know how hard it was when Zaina and I and Brie were planning Remy's, the opinions, the budgets, just getting everybody to be aligned. And I sometimes feel like people see certain things, parties, events, things like that.
They have no idea how much things cost.
So it was hard sometimes to get people to want to pay, but it's like, this is how much stuff costs, especially out here and dealing with people who are from back east. I feel like they weren't used to the same like cost.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know what
the
I mean?
Living,
like,
yeah, the cost of living is different.
Yeah, like some things back where they were from would be like half of the price that it was out here. And it was hard to get them to understand without being rude. Without it coming across like
this is it.
Yeah.
It's what it's gonna be. Yeah.
So that's been part of the conversation. But other than that, it's been fun. Like we have some coordinated outfits going on, like themes. We're doing dinners, we're doing a strip club. That was one thing that was stuck on is like which strip club do we go to, because in Vegas the rules are it's like if it's 21 and over there's a full bar, but then it's like not like it's only I think only top, yeah, it's not full nudity, but then they have like the nude bars, but it's like there's no bar. There is one bar that has like a grandfathered license in Vegas. I feel like I could help other people plan their Vegas stuff now because I've literally studied so much. I've done so much research. There's only one bar that has, or one strip club that has both, and that's because they have a grandfathered license. And then there's some strip clubs. Then it was like, you know, what music is there? What do the girls look like? Because, you know, being a group of women of color, you know, we want to see some people who look like us and have fun, but we also want to hear music that we want to, like, you know,
enjoy
and shake our asses to it as well. So found this one club out there that Floyd Mayweather, like, it's his strip club. They have like private rooms, so that's like one of our highlights. Then we found a day party.
He needed to come that night.
I'm gonna call him again. Chief, Cheyenne's best friend from college. Chief.
He used to do girls' nights with us all the time. Yeah, but he
like he's there. Part of me and mom, I think we're joking at one point. Yes. Okay, we were joking because we were like, "Are you gonna put cheese in the wedding?" Like,
no, he's crazy. He drives me nuts. But that's one of my good friends, and I told him we were going. He was like, "Well, nobody sent me the invite." I'm like, "It's my bachelorette. It's all girls." He's
all
like,
girls.
"All right, girls' night."
Cheese will come and climb in the middle of the bed and sleep between all the ladies. Like,
and not care.
Move over.
Okay, like, I want to read some of these answers because these are kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
some of them are like normal. Bride got too drunk and passed out for the first night of her party. Lame.
You know what? That's a good story.
No, it's not. I said horror stories.
Yeah, she had a good time.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Even on TikTok, like, I've seen all these different, like, bachelorette reels. I'm like, ooh, they're carrying in one of the bridesmaids on the bell cart. Like, sister.
Oh, yeah, those are funny.
Those are funny to me. So like,
they're funny.
They're funny. I don't really drink alcohol, but I do plan on drinking when I'm in Vegas. So it's like,
you out?
You know, somebody by the
I just read one that is gross.
Wheelchaired. Uh-oh. What is it?
Airbnb was gross, and when somebody got home, they opened their suitcase and a dead rat rolled out.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop it.
I would die.
Mm-mm.
No, thanks.
I would just die. I would die right there. There would be no wedding.
I think I just have to throw the whole suitcase away.
You gotta throw everything away. You gotta throw yourself away at that point.
That part.
Not yourself.
I was about to say the same thing.
That is sick. Okay, went to Vegas for a bachelorette. All the married / in a relationship ones were down to fuck.
Oh
no.
Shannon's face. Yeah, like, is that a thing? I've never been to a bachelorette party. Like, do people have sex on bachelorette parties?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That's why it was like, well.
Is this something that happens? I just don't know.
Were they down to with the strippers? Did I male strippers or something? Oh, no.
Oh, that's the other thing. Do you guys have a preference of male strippers versus female strippers?
I don't want to see male strippers. Not
me either. I have no desire to see.
Don't take me to no Magic Mike, nothing.
Okay. I don't know.
Brother
and
friend's mom had weed brownies and were twerking with each other. That's it. That's a little weird.
Sounds
Wait,
fun.
What?
The brother,
mm-hmm.
the best friend's mother, had weed brownies and were twerking on each other. Yeah, you should probably leave your mom alone. The bride got into a fight so bad that the maid of honor was kicked out of the wedding 1 week prior to date. Damn.
Could you imagine, Cheyenne? I think I would just be like, this wedding cannot go on. No.
It's like out of a movie scene, you come running down the aisle. We're still friends.
I love you.
Oh my God, bachelor party in Miami and the strippers' butt shots leaked onto the groom. How does that work?
So he wasn't killed?
I guess not.
Not them leaking.
Ouch.
How do butt shots work anyways?
I don't know. I don't want to hear that one. Ew.
I got super drunk and an ambulance came to pick me up and my husband had to come get me from the hospital. Why was that so funny?
Because that's real.
That's horrible.
I fell asleep at my own bachelorette at the club on the couch. And people I was with let me sleep. They had fun though.
They had fun.
I'm gonna wake me up, okay?
Oh, we're waking you up.
We're waking you up. We're slapping your face.
Yeah, wake me up.
Rented a party boat
/ yacht in Miami to get there and found out it was a rundown pirate ship.
How?
Like, how does that work?
They got their good bait and switch.
That's actually funny. Were there any on the Think Loud Crew page?
Well, let me look.
No, I think there was three. I don't have my phone on me.
Let's see.
I think a couple of them on the Think Loud page were... One had to do it virtual because it was during COVID. So she said that was horrid.
But like, how do you even have a virtual bachelorette?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. This one girl said my maid of honor and bridesmaids didn't even throw me one.
Oh, there was someone on here like that too, but it was for her husband. She said, my fiance's crew just totally abandoned planning his and it's not happening.
Yeah, that happened to my friend, or happened to Brianna. Her husband's brother didn't do anything for him. And she had she went to Jamaica.
Yeah, I was about to say she was out.
She was out, but he didn't get to have one because nobody planned nothing for him.
I had to literally make sure with Zach's team, like, I had to figure out who's the most responsible and accountable one.
Yeah.
So I went to his cousin, which is actually his best man. And he was like, just tell me the dates that you're going on your trip and I'll just plan it for those same dates. But now I'm kind of mad because he's been planning this for months. Like, as long as Kyle's been doing this, he has a group chat with all Zach's groomsmen and friends and family that were going. It was like 19 of them. They all agreed on the place, the hotel, everything. Back months ago, Patrick booked it, paid for him and Zach, and now everyone is like backing out because they're saying the flights are so expensive. But
the flights out there are like $2,000.
Yeah, but back when they had found it was like $700, which is still high, but if everyone agreed, then you agreed, you know?
Right.
So I really feel like, of course, like his like main friends, like DJ and Spencer and who else I know will go. Like Kenton, Kyle's gonna go, but it's like it went from such a large group to a smaller group because of that price. But people just procrastinate and wait for the last minute, which is annoying. So I feel kind of bad.
They don't get the right price.
Yeah. So I was talking to Patrick about maybe like you guys do that, but maybe planning something at home, even if it's just for like a night out or something.
Yeah. Like a dinner.
But just how like you you'll have a bridal shower. Is there like some kind of equivalent to, you know, something for the groomsmen?
Maybe that same day that I do the bridal shower, he can like do something with his friends. I don't know.
Yeah. Like a groom's brunch. I don't know.
I didn't know that bridal showers were for people to gift you lingerie.
Yeah.
I didn't learn that until Remy's bridal shower. I was like, Mom, what am I supposed to get her? And she was like, lingerie.
Yeah, I made it on the invitation. Like, so I made the invitation for Remy's bridal shower. And I put, like, the sizes because that's what you do. So with yours, sis, I've already been peeping out some lingerie I would like to get you.
I saw some real raunchy lingerie the other day. But I was like, I got to be like three sizes too small to put that on because that thing
has
cut out. Fat would be sticking out from little peepholes.
I think you would be surprised. So a few years ago, I really got into lingerie and I was really nervous because I had just had a baby and I was like, I got stuff hanging out all over the place. And I went in just so I could like try and make myself feel better, a little bit more like sexy and whatnot. And I was literally so surprised because I was like, I can't put that on. Like, this is going to be sitting there and that's going to be hanging out there. But once they put it on you and like, they really fit you, they know how to tuck shit in and place this there and they'll make you look snatched.
Where were you?
It's not a whip. There's this black, I don't know why I started with there's this lingerie store in Adams Morgan and I was looking for like a black like lingerie designer and I found her and I went in and I literally spent a couple hours there with her and just had like a full filled day and bought like some sets, bought different pieces and just tried on all these different like types of bras and like harnesses and like, you know, things that connected different places.
Oh my god. Yeah, I have to. Let me turn.
So you gotta. I think it'd be cool if we can do this when I get back, Shai. I would love to take you. Go get some things like, you know, measured to your body. So that's like for me. That's what I truly want to do. Like, buy you lingerie, like going to Nordstrom's, they'll give you a little cutout panties. Yeah, sure, whatever. But like, I want to take you to an actual like lingerie boutique and you have that full experience so that you know, like, oh, when I put that on, like,
yeah,
that's the one, you know?
Yeah, I've been thinking about like lingerie as far as wedding night, even though I feel like it's not going to matter because I doubt we have any type of anything happening wedding night.
Do you think you guys are going to be so tired and like drunk?
I know in Zach, he's going to be drunk and like probably in the bathroom. So part of me is like, don't even waste a good outfit.
there's honeymoon. Like honeymoon, you can have a new personality every day.
Right, but we don't have a honeymoon planned. We're probably not going on a honeymoon anytime soon because our wedding is September 29th. They're trying to say that we're going to close on our house within the like that same week, if not like a 2 week off or 2 weeks before.
Oh, damn.
I'm not putting pressure on us to plan a honeymoon right now because financially just doesn't make sense with the wedding and trying to close on this house and then having money to furnish the house and putting Ryder through private school. It's just everything is just piling. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, just life itself and bills, you know? So we're just saying like, of course we want to go on a honeymoon. We're putting a honey fund on our website.
Oh, good.
But we're not going to pressure ourselves to have one figured out for like,
right then and there. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's so much pressure from like the outside world of like, oh, where are you going on your honeymoon? And we're both looking at each other like, no, we're not. We can't even cross that bridge.
And y'all want to have a nice honeymoon. That's the thing.
Right. We want to go somewhere and like be there for at least like 2-3 weeks and be able to enjoy ourselves. And you don't want to be checking your bank account on vacation.
No.
Yeah. What I keep hearing from you is like you don't want that pressure like on you the whole time.
So. Yeah, and my concern is let's say that we don't close on the house, you know, in September, like right when we think we're going to, let's say it closes a month later. I don't want to be stressed if I book something now to go on a honeymoon and mm-hmm. then I find out we're supposed to close and it's like, okay, we should have saved that money. So it's just like, I'd rather wait until everything with the wedding and the house is done and Ryder's in school and that's paid for. And then, you know, if it happens next year or if it happens the year after, I'm totally okay with that. Like, I'm not pressed.
Because then you can plan, you know, you've taken a lot of time to plan the wedding that you want. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to take time to plan. And like you said, you guys are buying a house. Like, yeah, not just buying a house, building a whole house. So having to furnish a house is no easy thing, right. You know?
And so, it's like, that house is like three times the size of our house. So it's like, what I'm used to, you know, furnishing and designing in my head is like nothing compared to this. Mm-hmm. So I just don't, I'm like, I'm not over the whole honeymoon thing, but I'm just not, I can't even think about it right now.
You're, this is when you're like, I'm an adult and I have to prioritize things differently. And it's not to say that you won't have one. It just isn't going to happen like right away, which I think is nice to talk about. Cause I feel like there's a lot of people who feel pressured to like have this wedding and then immediately go on a honeymoon where I'm like, take your time. Like, you know, it's okay to take time.
I know a couple who posted the other day that they were on the honeymoon and they got married like 3 years ago.
Yeah. I feel like there's been more recent I've seen more people do that where they have their wedding and then they have like their time off getting things situated or whatever they need to do. Mm-hmm. And then they have, like you said, like 3 years later, maybe a year later.
What we talked about was, if anything, we were saying since we get married on a Thursday, that Friday, the next day, we wanted to set up like a brunch for everybody mm-hmm. and hang out by the pool at the hotel. And then that Saturday doing a barbecue at my mom's house, just with whoever's down. And then like Sunday through like Wednesday, going to like Napa or like Temecula or something with just the two of us and just
having a nice time. Yeah.
Like, taking like 2 or 3 days just to be with each other and then come back to reality, because I feel like we're gonna go from such a high to that if we just came back to our house right now, we would be like, it's like going like all the way to the top and then going like, so we were like, we gotta ease back into, you know,
reality
after that. But I guess right now my biggest thing is just not my concern, but all I can think about right now are my bachelorette outfits. I'm trying to figure that out.
I've got some ideas for you.
I haven't bought anything because I'm trying to figure out what size I'm going to be.
Got it. You go, girl. You got this.
So that's right. I've been like dieting and like working out, and then I might be smaller because of surgery, so I just don't know.
That makes sense.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's fair. On another question, have you guys been watching P-Valley? I feel like we were talking about strip clubs, so I'm thinking about P-Valley.
Wait, so I saw that there's
seen no P-Valley talking about right there.
Right, step out the room.
You said shut it down.
Do you need to go somewhere else? Because you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's not even a funny joke. Sis.
Right, that's not funny. Can you go get me some ice water in this cup?
Extra ice.
Me.
So I
said, oh yeah, P-Valley. Girl, goodbye.
Stop.
She said, I keep hearing people say P-Valley. That's what she said.
That is so funny. So I recently started to watch season one because I saw that there was another season of P-Valley.
Wait, you didn't watch season one?
No.
I'm on the same boat. I feel like people keep asking me, like, oh, are you watching P-Valley? And I've heard, like, people talk about season and how, one. Like, yeah, I've heard the new season is super in your face. So I need to, like...
It is. Well,
the first season, I'm still watching. And I'm like, ooh, but it's also like, I like the storylines, you know?
I'm going to say this. I'm very upset and disappointed in both of you guys that you are on the boat with. I haven't seen it, and I'm watching it, and I'm catching up. It is so good, and I'm confused because, Kyle, you used to hear me and Mom and Auntie Bree sing the song.
I know, but you guys don't understand. Like, sometimes, like, what is relevant for everyone else, I've got so much going on behind the scenes of my life. Like, I don't have time to watch TV. Like, I don't.
I know, you have to make time for.
No, but that's the issue. So when I watch it.
I think you don't like TV, Kyle.
I have a thing with TVs. I'm not a big TV person. Like, even as a kid, I used to, I had a TV in my bedroom growing up, and I didn't like it, and I would put a towel over my TV. So I'm one of those people who would prefer...
Do TVs scare you, Kyle?
Yes. It's like technology in general. I love technology. I love to use it, but like, there's something about it where it's like, I have to disconnect from it because it really doesn't sit well with my spirit. So even now, like, my dream bedroom, there's no television in it, you know.
I don't have a TV in my room because of Kyle.
Really?
Yeah.
But I have a TV in my room right now, and it's like, it's weird to me. Like, it's just really odd, and I wake up sometimes and I'm just staring at the black screen, like, in the dark, and I'm like, ew.
I can't go to sleep some nights if I don't have the TV on.
See, I'd rather play music.
It's like a white noise for me.
Yeah, I'll play music. I play different soundscapes. There's like a lullaby that Boz likes. You know, I'll play that. But the other night, what was it? There was something I had to wake up like at like 6 in the morning to go do something.
And it was the night before I started watching P-Valley. Y'all, I didn't stop watching P-Valley till 4 a.m.
And I really was back when he started watching it. Because he was like, you guys, like, he hasn't seen it. And I was trying to tell him, like, no, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. And he was kind of like, mur, mur, mur. And Patrick was over here. Bro, they sat there and watched the whole season. The whole season one day.
In one night, and I was like, it was one of those moments where I was like really into it. I was like, why haven't I done this? And I was sitting there writing freestyles. So I was like, oh, I like this lifestyle. The music was good. Wait, I'm not gonna like the lifestyle in my life, but it was just fun.
It's on Stars.
And then I was sitting there like, ooh, what would I do? Like, you know,
but this
I was thinking of my stripper name and everything.
Yeah, that's what I
can know what you need to do for the Bachelorette. You need to give us stripper names or a nickname for the weekend. That is what I need from you. That is the only thing I will ask from you for the Bachelorette, besides having a great time and just enjoying.
I gotta figure that out. But hold on. I have a few more of these that I want to read that I just got that I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, tell us.
From the Bachelorette Bachelor Horror Stories. One was, my cousin fell and hit her head on the coffee table in the middle of the night in the hotel. We woke up, there was blood everywhere.
Oh no!
Started tripping in a fancy restaurant, ended up in the ER. It came out the wife-to-be was cheating on her fiance. Several fist fights broke out.
Wow. Wait, these are good ones.
I'm like, yeah. I want to use this up just to have some entertainment for later tonight when I'm in bed.
Yeah. There's another story where she said her best friend at the time ruined her bachelorette and the cops had to remove her. She said, DM for more. I want to know, but her best friend at the time ruined her bachelorette party and the cops had to remove her. I'm like, she said DM for more information. I'm about to see what did she do and what happened.
Like, that's like that one story that broke out where the lady had told her maid of honor to pick her dress, and like they went and picked their dress together or whatever. And then she didn't let her in the wedding because she thought she looked too good in her dress.
What's that?
What?
You guys didn't see that? It went viral.
No, was this recent?
Let her in the wedding.
She told her she couldn't be in the wedding anymore because she looked too good in her dress.
Wow.
I
had really low self-esteem.
And they picked the dress together. I'm like, girl, she didn't like you to begin with.
Right, that part. Right there. She never liked you.
Okay, this one said, I didn't make it to my sister's bachelorette because I had given birth earlier that month. But two of my sisters, one being the person, told me that my older sister was spreading rumors and talking mess about my husband to the party. So long story short, it's been over a year and we haven't spoken, but I'm waiting to unfortunately handle her when it's the right time. I'm expecting again right now.
That sounds deep. Wait, she's expecting what right now?
Another baby. So I'm I'm guessing she's waiting till she has this baby in heels, and then she's like,
I'm waiting to drop this baby, and then I'm gonna handle her. So right, I want you guys to listen to us talk about Bachelorette and Bachelor stuff, and then let us know in the comments what you guys' rules would be if you were going on one as the wife to be or the husband to be, or what you would tell your partner what their rules are. I'm just curious because I don't have enough rules. I need some ideas.
I haven't been on a bachelorette party, so I don't even know.
I want to see. You said you've never been to one, Kyle?
No, so I don't even know what to like
expect.
Okay, bro. My bossy boss. I love you, sir, but come on, bro. He's trying to cop a feel over here. Like, back up. I've never been to a bachelorette party, so I don't even know, like, one, what to expect. Two, what could possibly go wrong to where you even need these rules to apply? But then again, there's probably always that, like, you know, that wild card friend that's going to take things to the next level. So who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who will be that friend in your group?
Ooh, who's going to be our friend?
Who's going to be the wild card? Who's going to be the person we have to watch the most?
I'm excited. I want to know, but I need help. I need help.
Comment below, you guys.
Can y'all help Cheyenne give us nicknames?
Yeah, can someone help me with a stripper name?
Like, I will put out a list of all the girls' names who are coming, because everyone needs a name.
That's a personal thing, too, because what if the stripper names is part of their personalities?
Kyle, what's your stripper name?
I'm Tiger Rain, baby.
What's Shannon? Do you know yours?
Then he started laughing like, what the fuck?
You don't know yours, Shannon?
I don't know my stripper name at all.
I don't know.
But I don't think I want that to be my name of the weekend.
Where did that come from, Kyle?
Well, I love tigers. And, you know, I would love to be a tigress. And then Rain, like, that's my ruling. Like, not like rain.
Yeah. It made me think of Rainforest Cafe.
Okay, you know what? I need help, obviously, too. It's either that, like, most people be like, oh, you should just be rated R. And I'm like, oh,
hi. I did not think of Rainforest Cafe. That's the first thing that popped into my head when you said Tiger Rain.
I was for sure thinking of, like, rain coming.
Yeah. When she said my rain, oh, that's like not my rain, I was like, oh.
Got it. Okay. That's a very...
Like rated R. You're tripping.
Rated R?
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's so cute. That's better than fucking Tiger Rain.
Right. That's a really... It's
good cute. Thing I'm not a stripper, y'all. What would they say? Like, what is your first street name and the... You know how they're like, oh, and that's your stripper name.
They'll be like, your first street name and your favorite ice cream. Porter Strawberry. Like, what?
I'm so mad because in my head, I said Porter strawberry cheesecake.
Mine would be Boston Cookies and Cream. Not cute.
Nah. Okay, so we need
help.
Help. We need what you think all of our stripper names should be, because apparently we're bad at this. And we need, I just want to know what you guys tell your significant other their rules are when they go on their bachelor or bachelorette trips.
And are there rules for, like, your bride tried or your groomsmen? Like, you know.
Do you want them intact, like, in order? Or do you need them to, I don't know. Let's hear all the things.
Yeah, we need some advice. We need some seasoned... bridesmaids or bachelorette friends to chime in, y'all.
Or brides and groomsmen.
And yeah, groomsmen, grooms.
All right, guys, I'm baking, so I gotta go.
Well, I love y'all. WTF, words of advice, a quick what's going on in your life. How do we want to end this?
My WTF. Last week when I missed the episode, we were in Florida, mm-hmm. right? It was hot as balls. Our flight was canceled as we were on the way to the airport, and our friends were on the way to the airport, and we were going out there for her daughter's birthday. She had planned all this stuff. Like, I thought I was type A and plan everything crazy. She is like a planner beyond.
Cheyenne made a friend, y'all.
Yes. We get along so well. So we were both trying, I was trying to help her figure out the flights and stuff because we had to be in Florida that next day in order to go to Disney. And she had got the VIP tour at Disney and you had to be there at a certain time. And you can't, the tickets weren't refundable, you know, all this stuff. Y'all, we went from looking at basically every airline that we could find so we went from looking at Spirit to looking at private jets.
Wow.
Where I sat there and I was like, what the fuck?
they literally, like, they had like an AM flight. I don't think they left until that night.
No, we ended up having to cancel our flight Because what they did is they canceled it, but they rebooked us. But when they rebooked us, they put us on a red eye. So we wouldn't have gone there till the next day. But then we had some super long layover. So we wouldn't have gone there till the next day till like 2 o'clock. When we were supposed to get there that day at like 1 o'clock. So it was really messed up. So we ended up canceling the whole flight and rebooking and taking a late flight to Houston, staying in the Houston hotel, airport. They have a Marriott right in the middle of their airport, which I didn't know. And then we left at like 7 a.m. So we basically, the kids had like a couple hours to sleep on the plane, but that's like choppy sleep, you know? And then we were in Houston. They slept for 3 hours. When we got to Florida, had no time just to go home and change. So the kids did Disney off of 3 hours of sleep. And it was 100 degrees, kid you not. Ooh. I literally was in, so it was miserable, but it was fun, but we were miserable because of the heat. So I actually kept on saying, I swear, if we didn't have like this VIP tour, because they walk you to the front of every line, we would have gone to Disney, did 2 rides, and been like, let's take them to Target. Like,
let's take them to Target.
Like, must still be happy.
So hot, so hot, unbelievably hot. But that's my WTF. That is the private jet.
That's I love this spirit. Private jet.
Yep.
Yikes.
What about you, Kyle?
What airline did you guys eventually fly with?
United.
United?
Nice. We were on Delta originally, then we ended up on United.
Cool. Well, I'm happy that works out for you guys, because that was a lot.
It was a lot, a lot.
It was a lot, a lot. My WTF. Oh, the lady on the plane next to us, she was so sweet, so cool with Boz, like, very talkative. She had the window. And then, like, midway through the flight, like, she got sick. And I remember turning around and she was just like, and I was like, oh shit. Like, yes, but she didn't like throw up all over the place. It's like she just got like, you know, like you get car sick sometimes, you might like gag and like throw up a little bit. And I just saw her covering her mouth and she hit the button and like I automatically went into like mom mode and I was like, what can I find? What can I give her? Like, and the flight attendant came and she was like, oh, let me get you some bags and stuff. Like, she was like asking questions. Do you want this? Do you want that? I would have just been like, go get some stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I saw this plastic bag and I kid you not, I just started to roll it up so that she could put it like up to her mouth easily. And she like put, you know, she released in the plastic bag. And then I was like, I couldn't sleep anymore because I was worried about her. And I was like,
was she older or younger?
She's young and she was so chill. Like, she was very nice. Like, besides that, like, she was a great person for a woman with 2 children and a very friendly child to be in a row with. Like, So I genuinely was like, what can I give you? Like, what can I do? Like, you know, so that was like my WTF. And I told Shannon earlier, my flight was delayed only for like an hour. But when we were sitting in the waiting area, there was this woman who was on the phone just like having a deep conversation. Then she was just like crying like the entire time. And like, I'm nosy, y'all. If I see you crying, you're by yourself. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I just want to know, like, is there something that I can do to help you in this moment so that you like feel better? And I wanted to, and I low-key wanted to know what was popping. And it's like, when I tell you she wasn't even like arm's distance, like she was like sitting like damn near next to me. And at one point, even Boz was like, mom, why is that lady crying? And I was like, I don't know, Boz. They're like, give me a second. When we first came in, Boz asked for a treat. He got a chocolate bar. I ended up giving Boz the piece of chocolate. At that same time, I asked the lady if she wanted some chocolate. And it just made her smile and made me feel better. Because I was like, I can't ask her what's going on. But like, I can.
I thought you were totally about to say you asked her what's going on and tell us what was going on. The point of the story was you gave her some chocolate. You didn't ask her, you okay? Why are you crying?
I did ask her if she was okay. And like the chocolate was like my icebreaker. Like I didn't want to just turn around and be like, chocolate, you good? What's going on? But I was like, yeah. No. Hey,
maybe chocolate over here.
what's going on? Like, excuse me, who are you? Like, I don't know. But
that was nice of you.
Yeah, I felt like a Snickers commercial. It was definitely not a Snickers, but or what is it like?
That's totally like one of those candy commercials.
Like, yeah. I literally felt like I was like, oh my god, this is a moment.
All right, Shannon, WTF for advice.
Oh shit. I feel like I'm just everything is WTF. I can't think of like a good thing right off the back right now.
Your Father's Day was a WTF.
That's what I was about to say. My father, that Father's Day moment was a WTF within itself, because not until I said no, then he wanted to check on like, where's Parker? Why isn't he with me? I've been waiting all morning. Have you, sir? So I think that was my WTF. In itself. Yeah. Father's Day was weird.
All right, y'all, I gotta go before I get in trouble.
You saw. I need to sleep. It's really late out here.
Well, thank you for listening to the Think Loud Crew podcast. You can follow us on Instagram on Think Loud Crew, and you can catch us on any podcast platform. Make sure to like and subscribe and give all the comments, and make sure to give Cheyenne some advice on what type of rules she should have for Zach, or rules that Zach should give to her. And yeah, you guys,
stripper names.
Yeah. And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
You can follow me at Shy Not Shy,
and you can follow me at Archive Lynn.
And we'll be back next week with some more tea for y'all. And yes, update on P-Valley, because these girls are going to go watch it so we can actually talk about it.
Yes, we'll talk about P-Valley and do a wedding update.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.